This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, this is Ave Pulielli from the Victorian Greens.
Hello, I'm Bronwyn Pike from Uniting.
Hi, this is Dan Andrews.
Hello, this is Lord Mayor Sally Capp.
Hello, this is Neil Mitchell from 3AW.
G'day, I'm Jude Munro.
Hi, this is Josh Burns.
Hi, this is Justine Della Riva. And no matter where I am on a Saturday morning, I'm always listening to Saturday Magazine.
Hi, this is Georgie Purcell. I listen to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, and so should you, every Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon.
This is Saturday Magazine. You are with Fiona, Isabel and Paul on this wonderful Easter Saturday. And Fiona, we've now got our next guest online.
Yes, Otis Moore, the co-convener of the Victorian Pride Lobby. Welcome to the program, Otis.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's great to have you on air today. Now, thanks for giving us an update. What we'd love to find out from you is, you know, what's been happening at the Victorian Pride Lobby. And I thought we would kick off by, some listeners may be aware that there was an anti-trans rally on the steps of Parliament this past week. But for those who are not, Otis, can you give us perhaps a rundown of what happened?
Roughly there's a few... I'm not sure if people are familiar with the term, like, TERFs, which is, like, yes. Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminists.
Yes.
They were holding a rally, basically, it's hard to explain in terms of, like, basically they don't accept trans people. So they were, it's a, sort of a hate speech or hate movement, and they were just doing a bit of a session speaking up. And, we had someone from the Pride Lobby actually attend the protest, which got quite heated, I think, with police as well.
It seems to be something that, you know, we are reading about because we have these visiting. I mean, was there a visiting overseas speaker who came to this particular event? Because I know we've had a few people in the previous, and it's caused a great deal of concern in the community. So
Last year was Haley J. Keane, who came across. It was, and I think it was the Let Women Speak. She sort of went to a number of different countries doing this hate movement, which is like, it's hard to, sorry, the details are a bit fuzzy on
of course,
me specifically,
of course.
But essentially, it's a movement or where people will go and sit up in public and they will spout anti-trans rhetoric.
Yeah. And what would the and how does the Victorian Pride Lobby, how are you addressing or taking care of people in the community around these issues and these events?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for that question. Yeah, so our main focus at the moment, especially for the trans community and trans gender diverse community, is focusing on anti-vilification reform. I believe gender expression isn't covered under the existing anti-vilification, so people can come and spout these horrible things in public, and that's perfectly legal. So we're looking, we're working with government at the moment to try and get that pushed through. So it's been something that's been on our radar since last year when Kelly J. Keane came to Australia. But it's just been a slow movement working with government on getting that passed. I believe it's on the agenda for this year, but
I know it seems like these things get sidelined and the can gets kicked down the road, and of course we're seeing the anti-discrimination conversations that are coming out of Parliament right now and from a federal point of view. Now, but on a state level, there is the anti-vilification laws. What is the steps and how do you go about making and working with government on that? I mean, from the point of view of someone who doesn't understand how an organisation like the Victorian Pride Lobby works, what are the steps that you need to take?
Well, usually it's speaking with the minister and the right minister, setting up meetings with them and sort of like raising the points on what legislative change we want, what we want to do. So, you know, if listeners, you know, if they want to help in some capacity, I mean, one, join the Pride Lobby, and also two, write to the Minister for Equality. That is sort of our go-to there. There's also like a level of like consultation processes. So when these reforms come around, government will put out like submissions. So they will ask the community, hey, this is what we're looking to review. What are the things you are looking for change or feedback on X? Mm. And so that's the process we'll go through as well. Mm. We're working with a number of departments at the moment. And that sort of a consultation process as well.
Oh, fantastic. I was just, you do amazing work at the Vic Pride Lobby. So I just want to say thank you for that, Otis. What other projects are you currently working on? I've been following the Rainbow Local Government project that you launched in 2020. How's that project travelling?
So that's run by Sean, who does amazing work in that space. Mm-hmm. I think they're working at the moment, I believe, with like a Sydney council. That's sort of, yeah, I don't fully immersed in that work, but some other projects that we do have going on at the moment is we're resurveying the community here in Victoria, or getting ready to, for the attitudes towards police and experiences with police.
Yes.
And we did a survey recently, I think in 2021, and we're looking to resurvey the community again, especially after the events that happened this year, to just sort of get a sense check on making sure that we are coming up with the right position, and we're making sure that we're hearing what the community has to say on this. Because last time we had a pretty significant sample size. It was like 1,200 people across Victoria of all different backgrounds and parts of the alphabet. We're looking to resurvey again that year.
Sorry to cut you off slightly, Otis. It's Paul here. Just to let you know, I'm not sure you heard the first part of our program, but we had on Fiona McCormack, who's the Commissioner for Victims of Crime, specifically in Victoria, who has just conducted quite an extensive piece of research to try and understand how victims were being managed by Victoria Police, which included quite a strong LGBTI contingent. So without having to redo that work, it may be worth you having a chat with Fiona just to find out what her findings were, because there's a piece of research that's only just been published in the last week.
Oh, wow. That'd be fantastic. I'll definitely have a read of that.
Paul, you're connecting the dots again.
I know. This is what we try and do. So, yeah, Fiona was just on our program earlier. So our podcast will be up on the Joy website, so you'll be able to listen to that interview, Otis. But, yeah, it seems that work's already been done, literally, by the commissioner, only in the recent
Well, that's
months.
Right. And it does have a focus. It has a focus on all, I mean, it covers all communities in Victoria, but she certainly wanted to talk to us today about the LGBTIQA plus community and how victims of crime from this community are affected disproportionately. That's, I guess, a big piece of work for you during the course of the year. Is there any other major projects that you're working on for 2024?
There are. So we're also working on a trans healthcare campaign. So our focus here is mostly to get a sense check of how service providers are working with the trans and gender diverse community at the moment, and understanding what the, you know, the average wait time to access this care. I've heard stories from people that it's up to, you know, 2 years in some cases. And our stance on this is that's just unacceptable. It's, you know, life saving, you know, care that needs to be provided. So we're just sort of in the process of starting and sort of doing the research on that. But yeah, definitely looking into a trans healthcare campaign.
Wonderful. I'm sure that work just keeps you very, very, very busy.
Very much so.
Yeah. Well, Otis, I really appreciate you coming on, giving us an update on the Victorian Pride Lobby. It's always wonderful to hear about your work. And thanks for taking the time out. And we will look forward to speaking to you again, and have a happy and safe long weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. Sorry, I was a bit nervous at the beginning.
You're fine, Otis. And we'll get you back on and get you into practice.
Sounds lovely.
Okay. Next time we'll have you in the studio.
That would be fantastic, yes.
All right. Thanks, yeah. Otis. We appreciate your time today.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.